Zog de Gemara Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph by the two dots, 20 lines from the top. Reb Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Osaim. Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah that the din of Pasi Birois, the Dyum din that you place on the four corners around the bar, only help until Beis Osaim. More than Beis Osaim, you cannot make Dyum din. Frek de Gemara Ibayil Hu, Bor Ve Pasin Ko Omer, Oy Dilma Bor Ve Loi Pasin Ko Omer. Meaning, when we said the din of Bor, and Pasin, is that all-inclusive in the Beis Osayim, or is the Beis Osayim going only on the bar and not on the Pasin? That means the bar can be up until the shear of Beis Osayim. The Pasin can be an extended two amos for the animals, besides the Beis Osayim. That means the bar is the shear of Beis Osayim, the bar itself, plus the Pasin, plus the two amos that you need for Rosh Rubai of the Para? Or is it only the bar that could be Beis Osayim? But the Pasin can have an additional two amas for Rosh Ruba Shapara. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn the sugya. In fact, Tosfos Akasha, Odilma Bor Beloy Pasin Komar Pirush, Upasin Loim Ruchokim and Abor, Elke Rosh Rubai Shapara. But not the Pshat that if it means Bor Beloy Pasin, that Pasin Nami Iboya Mach got Beis Asayim. Maybe the Bor can be Beis Asayim, and the Pasin can be an additional Beis Asayim. That's about it, not the Pshat. And Tosfos says the reason is because the Gemara is going to say, "My benai, what's an afkamina between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda?" And the Gemara doesn't say this afkamina that according to Reb Shimon it can only be Rosh Rubai, and according to Reb Yehuda the ben apasin can be another Beis Asayim. Because obviously, when we say bar veloy pasin, it means the bar can be Beis Asayim, and the pasin can only be two amos, meaning Rosh Rubai. And that the Gemara is going to ask, "Hein Reb Shimon," but it doesn't mean that you can have more than Rosh Rubai. Now, Zok Tosfos, even though the Gemara is going to say Svara, Afagav Dodam Noisin Ein Beboiroi Veloi Mechitza. If at the end of the day a person looks at the bar, and the Gemara is going to say, if you look at the bar, you don't look at the walls, you don't look at the Mechitza, so you're not going to be Mati more than a Karfif of Beis Asayim, Shluk of Ladira, so then why would you not say that the Ben Apasim can be more than that? He says, no, the Ben Apasim cannot be more than Rosh Verubai. Now, the Ritva Bavarns, and he says that the Gemara before said that Pasin could be as far as you want from the bar, as long as you have Marbe Bepasin. That's Pshat when in total it's Beis Asayim. In total Beis Asayim, if the bar is a few Amma, and you can make the Pasin as far as you want from the bar, as long as in total it's Beis Asayim. Here we're discussing where the bar itself is Beis Asayim. So now, what could you have more than the bar? So that's another two Ammas, but not another Beis Asayim. The Ritva brings the Eish Mefarshim that say that Enechanami. When we say Beloy Pasim Komar, it means the bar is Beis Asayim, and the Beina Pasim can also be Beis Asayim. Another Pshataka. So again, Zok de Mori Bailu, Bor of the Pasim Komar, does it mean the bar with the Pasim is Beis Asayim? Oidilma Bor Veloy Pasim Komar. What's the suffix? Odom Noisin Eino Beboiroi. Is the fact that a person looks at his bar and he sees the bar is Beis Asayim? So he's not going to now be goyzev. You're not going to say that, you know, the fact that you have the Dyumdin standing more than Beis Asayim, you're not going to say, oh, you can be matir or karfif yoysim Beis Asayim. No, because a person is noysim eino beboiro. You look at the bar and you know the bar is Beis Asayim. You're not going to allow more than that. That's a tzad that it's bar veloy pasin. As long as the bar is Beis Asayim, I don't care that the pasin are another two amas. Oy dilma no. The person looks at the mechitza, and the mechitza is more than Beis Asayim. So, we're choshed with gazginon. When it comes to a karfif that's not huk of ladira, you'll say that you're allowed to have even more than Beis Asayim. Why? Because you look at the mechitzas around the bar. The bar is Beis Asayim, and around the mechitzas is more than that. So, you come to matter a karfif yosin Beis Asayim. So, the suffix is, do you look at the bar? Or does a person look at the mechitzas? If you look at the bar, there's no makom ligzar because the bar is Beis Asayim. Why would you be mati kafir yosin Beis Asayim? But if you look at the mechitzas are Beis Asayim plus two amas all around it. So mele, you come to be goyza, you'll be mati more than Beis Asayim. And that's what Tosfos said, that don't say the pshat is that when we're mati the pasin, when Beis Asayim is going on the bar, veloy pasin, and pasin is mutter. We said Rosh Verubai. But Tosfos says, don't say it means the pasin is mutter, even another Beis Asayim. Because Avada, we're going to say soon in the Gemara, there's no nafkmina of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Even though there's a svar of Adam Nois and Ena Beboir of Elab Mechitza. And if all you're looking at is the bar, there's no Mokum Ligzar. Let the Ben Apasim be another base of Sayim. If you're looking at the bar, so maybe there's no Mokum Ligzar, then you come to be Mate Kafi Yos and base of Sayim. So he says, no, Ein Lahate Yoise. We're not Mate more than the two Amos. We're not Mate again base of Sayim in the Ben Apasim. Even though there's no Mokum Ligzar, because the person is Nois and Ena Beboir. That's what Tosis comes to Bavarn, even though you're looking at the bar. So that's the Gemara's Sofik. Zok the Gemara again, Ibailu, bar v'passin, koma, idum, bar v'loi passin, koma, odim noisin, ene, bar v'loi gazrinon, dil mosel atuli yosin, beis asayim, bekarfif, odim odim noisin, ene, b'michitza osoy, v'gazrinon, dil mosel lachlu, v'yosin, beis asayim, bekarfif, and it means bar v'passin, altogether, all-inclusive, has to be beis asayim, because the person looks at the mechitzas. Zok the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya. Kama hein mekurovin, how close could the passing be around the bar? Could they rush for Rubish Aporo? They come in Ruchokin, how far could they be? Afilukura, Afilukurayim. That's not a Kamashita. Rabbi Yudo, I mean, no. Base of Sime is Mutter. It's only allowed to be up to base Sime. Yes, and base of Sime is also. Omgul Rabbi Yudo, they told Rabbi Yudo, Yatamoyta Bedir, Vesoya, Mukta, Vachotzer. When it comes to a barn, and it comes to a Chotzer, and all these type of enclosed areas, even though it's not inhabited by humans, afilu beis chamesh kurim, u beis aseres kurim, even if it's 10 kur, it's shemuter. So why do you say only beis asayim over here? Omer lehem, so Buda said the difference is, zu mechitza beilu pasin. When you have real proper mechitzas, then it could be even a kur kurayim. But over here, you only have pasin birois. So pasin birois is only beis asayim. That's shitz Rabbi Yehuda. Comes on, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bor beis asayim. The bar can only be based asayim, a base asayim. That means a base asayim, a perfect square. But a bar can only be based asayim. And when we said to be marchik, you have to be marchik, the minimal, it has to be at least kedei roish v'ru b'shapara if you put it too close to the bar. Now the Gemara is medayik from the fact that Reb Shimon said, homidikom Reb Shimon lozer, bar v'loi pasin. He said that Reb Shimon Lozer Oimer bar beis asayim. He don't say pas. He says bar. He stresses the word bar. So Michal Reb Yudah is bar plukta is referring to bar bepasin. So when we said beis asayim, we had a suffix. Does it mean bar and all them noisin ain't of beboyra and the pas can be another two amis, or does it mean bar bepasin because of noisin ain't of bemechitza and it has to be all inclusive beis asayim? Be medayik from Machlokes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon says bar is beis asayim a beis asayim. Mashma Reb Yudah is going on bar bepasin is beis asayim. So it's mashma it's all inclusive. It's adam noisin ain't of bemechitza and it's bar bepasin is beis asayim from the fact that Reb Yudah argues Reb Shimon. Zoktimah veloihi. Reb Yudah Elohim is what? Bar beloy passing. When he said Beis Hashem is going on the bar itself, the pass could be another two Amos. And Lech Elohim, he doesn't argue in Reb Shimon in this Nekuda. Avadid means the bar itself is Beis Hashem, but without the passing. So what's the difference between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah? What's the difference between them? And this is what Tosafot brought before, that it can't be that Reb Yehuda was matir, if it's bar v'loi pasin, that the pasin could be another base of Saim, not just Rosh v'Ruboy. Because Rabbi said, why does the Gemara say over here, Hiochehan Reb Shimon Lozer? If Reb Yehuda is going on bar v'loi pasin, Gemara says, Hiochehan Reb Shimon Lozer. Well, if it's b'loi pasin is referring to another whole base of Saim, then it's not Reb Shimon Lozer. Reb Shimon Lozer doesn't allow another whole base of Saim by the pasin. He's just saying, bar is based asayim. But Mechatei said, Ben Apasin is another based asayim. So he argues, it's tremendous machlaikas, Rabbi Yudah and Reb Shimon Lozer. What is Gemara saying, Han Reb Shimon Lozer? Zoktosis, it must be that Reb Yudah was never matter more than Rosh Veluba in the Ben Apasin part. And that's Gemara's kasha, Han Reb Shimon Lozer. And that Gemara says, no, Lo'olam Reb Yudah is taka going, bar v'loi pasin. And it's not Han Reb Shimon Lozer. Why? Ikebenayu orch v'kotin. Reb Shimon Lozer says that the bar has to be base asayim and base asayim, a perfect square, base asayim in both directions. Reb Yudah says that even orich v'kotin, even if it's not a perfect square, even if it is a rectangle, it's orich v'kotin. Still, it's mutter, that type of base asayim. And to be sure to explain, the Ritva says that it's a special hetan orich golem, because later on we see in Daf Chav Gimel that a karfif, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, has to be merubah. And here we see that's Orva Kotin. Pshat is because a special het of Oyle Rigolim. So it comes under this Gemara, the Gemara Kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when we say that base asayim, is it bar v'pasin or bar v'loi pasin? So the Gemara comes out la'oilom, it's bar b'loi pasin. And la'oilom, the pasin could be another two amis of Rosh v'rubai. And it's not the Pshimon and Loz's din. Pshimon and Loz is talking about Beis Asayim and Beis Asayim, and Abiyud is talking about Beis Asayim, even it's Och V'Kotin. But La'olam, the Bein HaPasin is an additional to Amos, and Odom, Noisin, Eino Beboiro, there's no Mokum Ligzor, that a Karfav Yubi Mata, Yoisin Beis Asayim. Zog Dimo, Vaita Klalom, Reb Shimon and Lozor, Kol Avish, Tashmisho Ledira, whatever airspace that the Ik function is Diurin, so Kagoin, Deer v'soyar muktzav v'chotzer, even if it's an animal barn, but it's meant for the urin. Afilu beis chamesh kurim or beis aser kurim. It can be much larger than beis asayim. It's mutter. V'chol dira shetashmisha la'avir. But if the main function of this dira, if you have a barn in a cornfield, and the barn is only for the watchman to protect himself from the sun, but it's not tashmish for dira inside. The real tashmish is to watch what's taking place outside of the mechitz of this barn. What's taking place in the cornfield? What's taking place in the soda? Called Dirish Tashmish Al-Avir. This Dira, the purpose of this Dira is for him to take a break from watching what's taking place outside of this barn. Tashmish, Dira Tashmish Al-Avir, Kroin Burganin, Shebisodis. You have a hut in the field that the watchmen use just to protect themselves. So over there, it's only based on Sayyim Mutta. Yes, and based on Sayyim is also. That's called a structure that's not meant for Diurin. It's meant for Avir. It's not meant for the inside. It's meant for the outside. The purpose of this structure is you're able to watch the outside better. So Mela over there, the Shia is only based on Sayim, and not Yosem based on Sayim, is Taka also. Zok the Mishnah, Reb Yudah Omer, Im Hoya Derech Rishus Rab Mafsakton, if you have Pasibi Rois, where you have a thoroughfare going through, you have a Rabbim going through, Yisal Keno Letzdodim, you have to put up red cones, you have to stop them from walking through, because if they walk through, it's Mevatel Deshem Mechitza. That means Rabim, because Rabim is Mevatel Mechitzas. So if you have Derech Rishus Rab Mafsakton, if you have people walking through the Pasibi Rois, it's Mevatel holding Pasibi Rois, you have to Mesalg them Letzdodim. There's a big machoikis in the poiskim. The Magen Avraham Shin Samach Gimel says that the Bekiyas Rabim, that's Bekeah, is only Shishim Riboy. The Bialocha brings other poiskim that say that even less than Shishim Riboy. The fact that you have people walking through is called the Bekiyas Rabim. And that's Shitas Reb Yudah. Chachomim Oimrim, Einoi Tzorich. Rabim are not Mevatel Mechitzas. Even if people walk through, you don't have to Mesalgon and Tzodim, it remains a Shem Mechitza. Zog the Gemara Reb Yoichanan and Reb Lozo Dami Tavayu. Reb Yoichanan and Reb Lozo both said, over here we see from the Shittas Chachomim that say, ain't it tzorich, you know, if they misalak the people at Stodim when they walk through the Pasibi Rois, we see the koyach HaMechitzas. Zog the Gemara, the Mechitzas not as battle, even though Rama Bekeah. Zog the Gemara, kan v'svirale, this seems to imply that Rabbi Yochanan ben Loza hold like the Chachomim. Kan v'svirale. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachomim? V'omer Rabba Babachan, omer Rabbi Yochanan. Yushalayim il molid also said in olis belailo. If not for the losses of Yushalayim being shot at night, so then chayov and lemesh shusurabim, you the chayev in Yushalayim carrying in shusurabim. If not for the dalsas being ninolays belailo, so we see clearly that if not for the dalsas ninolays belailo, you'd be chayev as shusurabim, and the mechitzas would have been this battle because of pekias rabim. So we see clearly Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of chachom mishita that ain't a tzorich that rama namavat the mechitza. You need to have the doors ninolays shot, because if they're not shot, then the fact that it's a thoroughfare, shot means it's not a thoroughfare. But when it's shot, there's no thoroughfare. But the fact that it's open, that the thoroughfare would break the din of mechitzas. Yerushalayim has mechitzas, it's walled. So, but the ninaloi stops it from Bekias Rabim. So even though it's walled, it will be in this battle because of the Ram that are Bekeah. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Yerushalayim would be considered Ereshus Rabim, and the Mechitz will be bottled because of Pekias Rabim. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza both hold Koichan de Chachomim, that Kano Decha Koichan Shal Mechitzes, that means that Rama Namavata Mechitzes? Elo Zog de Gemara, Kan Veloy Svirolei, Le'oilom Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of the Chachomim. He's just saying, Shitas Chachomim is Ein Etzorich Koichan Shal Mechitzes. But I myself hold the Mechitzes on his battle by Pekias Rabim. Now this the Gemara is saying, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Lozar, the Gemara is using over here, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozar Ami Tavayu, Kan Adich Koich Hashem Mechitzes. And the Gemara retracts and it says, no, Kan Veloy Svirale. That's all Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. But in Rabbi Lozar, the Gemara said earlier on Daf Chof, the Gemara said that if you're Zorik from Rishus Rabim, in between Pasei b'rois that are placed in the Shus Ram even without a bar. Rabbi Loza's shita was hazog lebein pasei b'rois yichayev. So Gemara says poshet yichayev. L'chayev, if not for the mechitza, how would you be malamayim? So Gemara says there's no real pasei b'rois. There's no bar over here, but you made pasei b'rois without a bar. So Gemara, it's also pshita. If it's not for a mechitza ba'alma by bar, how would it work? So Gemara, letzricha avakav the kobaki b'rabim. Even though Rabbim walked through it, it doesn't stare me. And Yechayev, and it remains Rishus Yochid. Zog the Mo, the Chiddush, the Rabbi Namvat HaMechitza, Ha'omer Rabbi Lozach, how does anybody notice already? The Tan Rabbi Yudah, Ha'omer, Moise, Dech, Shama, Fetak, Nisel, 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 Chome, Ene, Tzorich, Rabbi Yechayev, Rabbi Lozach, Amitabayich, Ani, Koich, Hashem, Mechitzas. So Moise says, no raya from Rabbi Lozach, Shita over there. Ime, Ha'osem, Avmina, Kamaloi, Svidalei. You would say he doesn't hold of the Chachomim. Komashlon, Kan, Besvidalei. From a statement over here that Yezorg, Ben, Apasin, that Yechayev, that Kan Vesvirele, he holds the Chachomim, that even if Rabbim are Baki, it's still not Nisbat to the Shem Mechitzas, and it's Taka Kan Vesvirele. So when the Gemara over here says in Daf Chavez that Le'olam Rabbi Yochanan is Kan Vesvirele, that's Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Loza Le'olam is Kan Vesvirele, like the Gemara was Mevar in Daf Chav. Now the Rishonim explain, what's this din that Ilmole Dalsas Ninas Belailo, Yudchai Mishum Shus Rabbim? Why would you have to have this Dalsas Ninas Belailo? Because Zog the Rashi later in Daf Kuf Aleph and Rishon Bavir say that the Rashi Ben Kodesh says it, that it's not doyma le midbar. The whole din Rishus Rami learned from digla midbar, from midbar. Now over there it was open to the Rabbim every second of the day and night. So if lav dalsa said ninos belailo, if the doors are not shut at night, then it will be chay mishum Rishus Rabbim, because the reason why it's Rishus Rabbim, what makes Rishus Rabbim like the Midbar? Midbar was not shot at night. So if not for being shot at night, it would be Rishus Rabbim. That's Taka Doimel Midbar. But once that it's shot at night, so that's not Doimel Midbar. Even though you have during the day people walking through, it's not Doimel Midbar. Midbar was always accessible. Over here, if you shot it at night, it's not always accessible. So if it's not for being shot at night, you would Taka B'chai Mishum Rishus Rabbim when we like the Midbar where it's always accessible. Always a thoroughfare. The Ritva says a different word. He says that the dalsis makes it like it's a stimim al yisa, and it's as if there's four mechitzas. If there's four mechitzas, so male, it's not a rishus rabim. The Chazanish says that the dalsis make it that it's menea b'kias rabim. Once it's menea b'kias rabim, so male, the tzuras ha-pesach that you have around the dalas is good for the mechitza. The tzuras ha-pesach is the mechitza once you have a menea's rabim, so male, you can look at the tzuras ha-pesach as a mechitza. But you first have to have a minyas rabim by the fact that it's ninalos balaylo. The Ran learns in the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan be'etzem is kan v'loy svirle, he doesn't hold the chachomim, so he says kan v'loy svirle is because pasi b'roy is different. By pasi b'roy is taka en etzoch l'salik, why? Because it's a shame dala mechitzas. Mashing about other places where you don't have a shame dala mechitzas, so then taka rabim are mevata the shame mechitza. The shame dala mechitzas is different, so it's different kan v'loy svirle, because here it's taka different than other places where it's not like pasi b'roy. Now Tzvi says a gavaldik kasha v'en diba maschel v'om Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalayim Yilmoled Dalsa said Ninalois, Yudichayev, so Bishum Mishus Rabim. So that's you need Ninalois. Fractus says, Oy Mizay, what's Bichal the Tushtel? Vim Toyma, Shari Yerushalayim, Dabar Rechova Sheshesre. Amis, Upasin, Lekala Yud Gimel Vishlish. We're saying that by Yerushalayim, we're saying, if not for Dalsa Ninalois, then Yudichayim Mishum Mishus Rabim, and Ramam Avatar the Shem Mechitza. Maybe that's Dafki Yerushalayim because it's Roichav Tezai Nama. When it's Tezai Nama, when it's Sheshrei Amma, so with their taka, the Rabbim Mavata Hashem Mechitza. Because you have a Rabbim that's in Sheshrei Amma. Mashenge Pasbi Rois, the most that it is, the largest area could be Yud Gimel Vishlish. Either it's Yud or it's Yud Gimel between the Pasin. So Mamela, that's why it might be different. Lo'olam Pasbi Rois, the Chachom Taka say that ain't a tzorich, because it's not Tezai Nama. So that's why the Rabbim Mavata Mechitza. But when it's a Rabbim that's in Sheshrei Amma, it's his battle. Zok Taisis. Since Yerushalayim had a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach is a reason that it shouldn't be Rishus Rabim. It has a Tzuras HaPesach. And yet we say that it's this battle, I did a Bekiyas Rabim, even the Tzuras HaPesach in this battle, so who are then the possibly Rois would also be in this battle, even though it's less than 16, even though the max is 13.3. But just like Kiyas Rabim in Yerushalayim is Mevatel the Shem Tzuras HaPesach, so too Pasibi Rois will win this battle, even though it's less than 16 and it's only 13.3 maximum. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'romit Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, v'romit Rabbanon, ad Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda by us in the Mishnah says that if you have derech reshus Rambam sakton by possibly you have to misalik it stodim because Rambam vata mechitza. And a chomer say you don't have to misalik them because Rambam am vata mechitza. Fact the stira. Why the Tanya? Yes, Rakenom Reb Yuda. Reb Yuda said an additional din besides the din of gudaches when you have a mekuradika area in Rishus Rabim, say gudaches. Yes, Rakenom Reb Yuda. Mishoilish ne batim mishnei Rishus Rabim. If you have two homes on two sides across the street from Rishus Rabim, between them, oislo lechi mikan velechi mikan. You place a lechi on the house on the right on both ends of the house, or oikari mikan velechi mikan. You place a kara between the two homes, going over to Rishus Rabim on both sides of the home, and you can carry in between from one home to another, passing Rishus Rabim. So Amuloi, the Chomet told Rabbi Yehuda, Eimah Rishus Rabim bekach. That's not how you ma'av Rishus Rabim. So it seems to imply that Chachomim say Eimah Rishus Rabim bekach. Why? Because Osi Rabim Vatle Mechitza. People are walking through. It's a thoroughfare. How can you suddenly carry over here? It's Rishus Rabim between. So we see clearly Rabbanon hold Osi Rabim Vatle Mechitza. That's not like the Chum in the Mishnah that says Ein Tzorich. And a Yehuda that says that you can carry in between and you make a lech in the Kaira and you can go from one house to another house, he doesn't bother him that Rambam are walking through. So we see clearly, you don't have to miss out on the Tzodim. So it's Mamash Astir in a Yehuda and Astir in the Chumim. Zogdi Gomorrah. So the difference is as follows. You differentiate between Pasi Birois and the Shtei Mechitzos of these two Batim. The Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yudah Loi Kasha. When you have this case, Rabbi Yudah L'shitos holds Beis Mechitzos and the Reis is enough. So when you have the two Batim Ashtei Tzidus Ramim, you have two Mechitzos Ma'al Yisrael, two proper good Mechitzos. So then it doesn't bother me that people walk through and Mameli with a Lechi or a Kairi with this Hekka, you can go from one side to another. The Mishnah is talking about Pasi Birois. We don't even have two Mechitzos. You have four corners, but you don't have two Mechitzos Ma'al Yisrael. So then Taki Yisakan L'tzodim. Hochalek Ashtei Mechitzos Ma'al Yisrael. That's in Rabbi Yudah Tzadistila. The Rabbanon Nami Loi Kasher, Rabbanon's not sure either. Hochi Kashem Dalad Mechitzas. Meaning, over here by Pasi B'Rois, Rabbanon's saying it's Tzorich, why? You have a shame Arba Mechitzas. Yes, you don't have four Mechitzas. Yes, you have Poritz Merubah La'oimet in all four Ruchois. But you have a shame Arba Mechitzas. Every corner has an Amma of the Dumud. So you have a shame Arba Mechitzas all around. When you have a shame Arba Mechitzas, so then Raman Am Boikea, Raman Am Avatan Moshe Mechitzas. But you have a shame Arba Mechitzas. Mashay is in Hosom, Rabbanon don't hold like a Yudah Shtei Mechitzas Raisa. Lek a shame Dalam Mechitzas. You don't have a shame Dalam Mechitzas. If you don't have a shame Dalam Mechitzas, so Mamela, Rabim, Artaka, Mevatel. Hosom, Lek a shame Dalam Mechitzas. When you don't have a shame dalad mechitzas, meaning by the case of shtei batim shtei tzidus rabim, the rabbanon say to Rabbi Yehuda, ein ma'arvin rishus ram bekach. You don't have a shame dalad mechitzas. Ruam matakam avata the shame mechitzas. Frag the Rashi on this Gemara right away. You tell me there's no shame dalad mechitzas. If you hold that lechi mishum mechitza, so then you have dalad mechitzas. If lechi mikan velechi mikan between the two homes, you have a lechi on each side of the home on the right, so then lechi mishum mechitza, so you have dalad mechitzas, the two rows of homes on both sides of Shus Rabim, and the lechi that goes across. Zok the Rashba, that lechi is a mechitza grua, and you need a mechitza chshuva like Pasi B'Rois. Pasi B'Rois, which is an amma, so that's called mechitza chshuva, that's a shame dalad mechitzas. Masha enkein, when you have two batim, masha etzidik Shus Rabim, it's eim arvim Shus Rabim bekach. Yes, you have a lechi, and yes, lechi mishum mechitza, but it's a mechitza grua that would not create a shame dalad mechitzas. As Ozek the Rashba, the Ritva says, similar, and then he says, then in such a case, even a Tzuris HaPesach is not as good as Pasi B'Rois. Because Pasi B'Rois are Beis Amos. Tzuris HaPesach is not. So Mela, there's a mile in Pasi B'Rois, even over Tzuris HaPesach. And Tzuris HaPesach would also be in this battle, Aydeh B'Kiyas Rabim. That's what the Ritva implies. Even the Tzuris HaPesach will be in this battle, Aydeh B'Kiyas Rabim. And Mashen Pasi B'Rois is different because the Chshivas of Beis Amos of Pasi B'Rois going one Amma in each corner, two Ammas in every corner. We said in the Gemara before that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yerushalayim if not for Dalseh Ninos Belailo Yichay Mishum Shus Rabim. That means Rambam Vatla Mechitza, and we came out Kamaloi Svirle. That means The Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Chachomim, but rather like Rabbi Yehuda. So if Zefek Teis Akasha, Vim Toimar, came in the Maskin of Rabbi Yochanan, Sovlik Rabbi Yehuda, Amai Chavlem Shus Rabim. So why would you have a Shus Rabim? Ho Isle Shte Mechitz De Reise. If you're going to Rabbi Yehuda, you have two Mechitzes. If you have two Mechitz De Reise, so then it's weiter good. So why would you have a Shus Rabim? Yes, you have Dalses, not Ninalois. And yes, people walk through, but you have two Mechitzes. Two Mechitz De Reise, enough you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If he doesn't hold like Rabbonon, that Ram are not Mavat L'Mechitza, then he holds like a Yehuda. But if you're according to a Yehuda, you have two Mechitzas. V'yesh loymar, do Yerushalayim hoysim ufuleshes me'arbat stodin. V'chayon aleh m'shum shizrabim, lo'oymet be'emtza apilush alayka Mechitza. If you're standing smack in the middle, and it's mefulesh me'arbat stodim, you're seeing the thoroughfare coming from all directions, yes, you might have two walls, but you're standing right in the pilush. So then you don't have a shei mechitza for the person that's oimed be'emtza, and a mele you won't have this din of shei mechitzas deraisa because he's standing in the pilush. And for that person, it's taka considered a rishus rabin because of the place that he is and the thoroughfare that's going through. Because the oilam he taka holds like a Yehuda that rabman vata mechitza, even if you hold shei mechitzas deraisa. But if you're standing in the mokum pilush, then you taka don't have the mele of shei mechitzas. The Ramban and the Rashba, other Bishonim, say that Rabbi Yochanan La'olam holds like a Yehuda b'chada u'polagle b'chada. He holds like a Yehuda that b'kias rama v'ata mechitza, but he argues on Rabbi Yehuda and he doesn't hold the p'shte mechitza the raisa. So that's Adam Yashav Toysis Kasha. Toysis, in the next Dibba Maschel Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, he explains the Hamid of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda held. The Makshin held that Rabbi Yehuda held that Sholosh mechitza the raisa and Lechi v'kari mishu mechitza. So we see that you have three mechitzes because of the Lechi, and we don't say Osi Rama Vat Mechitza. You're allowed to carry from one side of Rishus Rabim to the other. You gotta go from one bias to the other, across the Rishus Rabim. So Rama Nama Vat Mechitza, even though you have a Lechi Mishu Mechitza, the third Mechitza. On that we answer that no, that Umeshani Kosova Shte Mechitza the Raisa, two Mechitza the Raisa. And that's why Taka doesn't bother me. Lo Oilam Osi Rama Vat Mechitza, but if you have Shte Mechitza the Raisa, Shte Mechitza is better. The Mishnah by Pasuk Rosh, you don't have Shtei Mechitzas. You don't have Shtei Mechitzas. Here you have Shtei Mechitzas Ma'al Yisa. So that's like a different. And the Gemara is going to say Punkt Faket in Rabbonon. Rabbonon hold that is a mile of Shem Dala Mechitzas. Pasuk Rosh is a Shem Dala Mechitzas. So then Taki you say they don't have to misalag letzdodim and Raman amavatal mechitzas. Mashenkin by shtei tziri ushes Ram. If I don't hold shtei mechitzas the raisa, so then Raman takam avatal because you don't have a Shem Dala Mechitzas. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Chav Beis, Omid Aleph.